this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of you out there in the listening audience, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Do you want to talk about the economy, the fact that the economy of Europe is contracting, that they're even talking about perhaps the stability of the French currency? Certainly there are demonstrations in Greece almost on a daily basis, several hundred thousand people demonstrating quite regularly in Athens, certainly Greece. The European Central Bank is violating its own charter and beginning to buy up the bonds of certainly of Egypt and Greece and a few of the bonds from Portugal and Italy. But, of course, there's just no way they can buy up enough bonds without bankrupting the European Central Bank. In fact, it was Alan Greenspan who recently said, Greece is just too big to save. Certainly Italy is too big to save. There is no way, of course, that you can possibly save Italy. So here's the former head of the American Federal Reserve Board just talking about that it's a hopeless situation over in Europe, and that whole house of cards is going to come down. And, of course, our so-called debt bill over here, you know, we're going actually to increase the debt by $2.4 trillion and then cut $2.4 trillion in spending. The only trouble is we're going to extend the ability to borrow money right away, but we're not going to do any cutting of the spending. Most of it's not going to occur until the end of the decade. We're going to cut $9 billion this year, and, of course, we've only got about a month and a half left for the year 2011. But in 2012, we're going to cut $21 billion. In 2013, we're going to cut $42 billion. And we're talking about a $2.4 trillion increase in spending. So this idea that it's quid pro quo, basically, we're going to, they allow you to spend an extra $2.4 trillion, but we're going to cut $2.4 trillion in spending is all a lie. So basically, they haven't solved anything. And the reason, of course, that gold and silver are going up, and, of course, markets throughout the world are falling, is because people are smart enough to realize that America, certainly the bulwark of the whole world monetary system, is simply collapsing. And they know that. Nobody really wants to say this publicly, but this is exactly what's going on. And as a result of this, there are going to be very, very severe repercussions down the line. We could talk about that. Would you like to talk about the violence over in Great Britain and why this is taking place? Unfortunately, we have alternative sources of information if you're totally dependent upon ABC, CBS, and NBC. Why, of course, it's just you're not going to get it there. But Alex Jones has some amazing articles up on his website pointing out that in London, the police were told not to intervene. Not to intervene, simply to allow the looting to go on. What madness is that? Well, that's exactly what happened here in the United States during the Rodney King riots. That's exactly what happened in Seattle, the Battle of Seattle a few years ago, and we have a four-tape set on that. Understand they're doing everything to bring this about, not only that, but many of the young people have admitted that they've been paid to commit acts of violence in London. We'll be back in just a minute. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and we're hoping it's open lines. And, of course, open lines means that if you're out in the audience, why, you have to give us a call. And we already have a couple of people calling in.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Egypt today, and certainly in there in Cairo, why, of course, major riots, and certainly things were bad under Mubarak, but at least they had an organized, stable society. Now they have a disorganized, unstable society. Before, at least people had jobs. Now they don't have jobs. Before, prices were going up. Prices are now skyrocketing, and of course, there are going to be real food shortages in the very, very near future because they're dependent upon the Ukraine for their wheat, and of course, Ukraine has stopped exports because of the drought there and because of the shortages of wheat in Ukraine. So the price of food is going to become intolerable in Egypt, but already there's tremendous unrest, and of course, I fear that when the election comes in September, why, the Muslim Brotherhood will take over there. There are also demonstrations, as we know, in Tel Aviv, and they're getting crowds out of about 200,000 young people demonstrating in Israel. And of course, they're demonstrating because the price of food's going up and because they're totally disillusioned with their government, as they rightly should be. But as Barry Shammers points out, the riots, you have to understand, demonstrations do not just occur. People don't just say, hey, let's have a demonstration. Let's all go out on next Saturday and hold a big demonstration in Tel Aviv. They're carefully coordinated and organized, and literature is put out, telephone calls are made, and this whole thing is being orchestrated in Israel by the Israeli Communist Party. But who is behind the Israeli Communist Party? Well, according to Barry Shammers, it's the Ford Foundation. And, of course, I was able to assure Very, this was not unusual. The Ford Foundation's been funding communism for during at least the last 60 or 70 years. And we referred him to the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, which we've kept in print for the last 20 years. That's Foundations, Their Power and Influence, going into the findings of the Reese Committee, which investigated the great tax-exempt foundations in 1953 and 1954, and found that the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the Carnegie Foundation were funding communism both in the United States and throughout the world. And that was 1954. And believe me, it's continuing to this very day. And now we find out to today with these massive demonstrations, certainly in Israel, they're not riots, they're demonstrations. But of course, here once again, we find the Communist Party funded by the Ford Foundation. So we have the riots certainly in Egypt, the demonstrations in Israel. We have, of course, riots and demonstrations in Syria. And there, of course, this is basically on the verge of anarchy. Of course, countries in that area, Turkey and others, are calling for Assad to stop using violence against the protesters. Well, if you stop using violence against the protesters, they'll simply overthrow the country. And you can be sure the CIA is funding these riots against the government there, because we want to overthrow that government. And of course, when we do, it'll lead to a bloodbath, because there's only about 15% of the population are Shia Muslims. The rest are Sunnis, and the Sunnis hate the Shias. The Shias have been very ruthless, and they're dealing with the Sunnis. And so basically, it's assumed that when the Sunnis take control, they'll simply slaughter the 15% of the country that's Shia Muslim, and there'll be a great bloodbath there. And of course, as Assad has said, why, if it looks like we are going to lose the country, that we're going to be overthrown, we will have nothing to lose by launching a massive missile attack on Israel. And of course, they have about 80,000 missiles. I wonder what will happen to Israel if Assad were ready to carry out that threat. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. So we have demonstrations and certainly unrest all throughout the Near East, all throughout the Middle East, but primarily in Egypt, in Israel, in Syria. But then we have massive demonstrations in Europe, certainly we have demonstrations in Athens. And then, of course, we have this total breakdown of law and order in London, in Birmingham, in Manchester, and several other British cities. And this is all carefully orchestrated, as we pointed out at the beginning of the program. If you go to Alex Jones' website, you'll find out that some of the young people are being paid to demonstrate and to commit acts of lawlessness. Now, it says, well, they're assuming, of course, that this is coming from journalists. I don't think it's coming from journalists at all. I mean, why would journalists? Oh, the journalists want a story. And I think that is simply all smoke and mirrors. I believe, of course, this is being paid for, and the young people are being encouraged to demonstrate by the same people who are telling the police not to intervene. Why would you do that? Because you want this to go on. They could stop the demonstrations 3 days ago. All they had to do was put in a curfew. But they didn't do it. And why? Because they want the confrontations. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to have conflict. That's what this is all about. It's political theater. And as a result of this, why they'll rally the people behind government. Well, we've got one open line, and we've got two people on right now. Right now, we've got Dean calling from Riverside in Washington. Hi, Dean. How are we doing?
Doing good, Dr. Stan. I just bought a tractor. I'm a happy man.
Oh, good. What sort of tractor did you get?
It's an old Ford. I got a good deal on it. Needs some work, but I plan on working it pretty hard once I get it going. Hey, I just got I subscribed to Backwoods Home magazine. I just got their latest issue here, and cover story is Stash Silver for Hard Times. And it's like a 5-page article on silver coins. Most of it I can verify as being, you know, true, but in one place here, they say that American silver dollars are being counterfeited in China. And I wonder if you heard anything about that.
No, I really haven't. I wouldn't be surprised at just about anything. But, of course, most silver dollars are very old. You said the counterfeit would not be older, but most of the silver dollars you buy from a coin store, you can tell that they're really quite old, that they're not new. If you see a new, brand new one, why, just be a little skeptical, because they haven't actually minted any silver dollars going back to, what, about 1964, 1965. So I really can't comment on it, and I can't comment, you know, on the silver content of the new coins. Now, basically, of course, they have the silver eagles that you can get from our mint. They're pretty reliable. You're sure these are not the silver eagles that they're talking about? I don't think that they're doing silver dollars, but they might be trying to counterfeit silver eagles. What coin are they saying, really, silver dollars?
Right, American silver dollars.
Listen, I really don't believe it.
It's a five-page article, and I should have gone back through it again before I called, but I did not. I don't have time to do that right now.
Okay, fine. Well, I really can't comment it, but I just don't believe it. Because basically there are no new coins, dollars have been printed or minted since 1964, 1965. And believe me, they would show the signs of age, of aging. And, of course, if they are brand new, why, of course, who is going to believe that? Since our mint doesn't mint them, they may be talking about silver eagles. That's the only thing I could think about, which is a new coin that, of course, is put out by our own mint. Anyway, Dean, why don't you read it and then give us a call? How's that?
All right, then I'll do that.
Anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, thanks. Good to hear you.
God bless. Okay, that was Dean calling from Riverside in Washington. Now we've got John calling from Southern California, and our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And it's Open Line Wednesday, and you want to talk about the unrest throughout the world? You want to talk about the skyrocketing price of gold and silver? You want to talk about what's happening economically throughout the world? As certainly the Chinese economy is collapsing, the Japanese economy is collapsing, certainly our economy isn't looking very good, the unemployment rate is really going up, certainly the situation in Europe is not good at all. Well, anyway, John, what would you like to talk about?
Well, Stan, what I would like to talk about is Libya and the Sirte Basin. That's spelled S-I-R-T-E. It is now ranked as the 13th largest petroleum reserve in the world, and yet we hear nothing on the news media at all about this oil strike in Libya, which occurred back in 2008.
Okay.
And I think it's important that our listeners are aware of this phenomena, because unfortunately we're not getting the whole story as to what's really going on in Libya and who are the motivating forces behind this whole situation.
I think you're absolutely right, but then we don't get the full story about anything. Our minds are molded by the people who control the media, and they are controlled. The media in America is controlled, as in most areas of the world, but we probably have more control here than they have in Europe. At least out of Europe and London, you get some truth, but you're absolutely right. So why don't you tell us the significance of this new oil find in Libya, and how you begin to tie this into America's intention to topple that government and install one under the Muslim Brotherhood, because that's what's going to happen. We are actively involved over there. We're killing people over there. Our planes are dropping bombs. Our drones are dropping bombs. We're killing people. And, of course, we say, well, it's primarily NATO. Well, we paid 75% of the price of NATO. Why are we really over there in Libya? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. In the Central Coast of California, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And we'll be talking to John about what's really going on over in Libya. John, go right ahead.
Okay, thank you, Stan. What people should understand is that if they go on their computer and Google in the word search a basin, they will be surprised at the amount of information that they...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Of course, it's a lot of American other corporations are backing Gaddafi because of this large oil find. Well, I think that our government is actually opposing Gaddafi. I think that they wanted to depose him. I think they've seized about $30 billion he had on deposit in American banks, which should make people throughout the world very, very wary about putting money in American banks, because if they don't like you, they'll seize your money. He has apparently massive gold holdings, and somebody wants to get their hand on the gold holdings. So we are basically attacking a sovereign nation that has not attacked us in the name of we have to protect the civilians, and so we go over there and we bomb and we kill because we want to protect the civilians. And of course, we had twisted the arms of the Arab League so that they would ask us to intervene in Libya to protect the civilians. But we're not protecting the civilians. We're killing the civilians over there. War is a nasty, nasty business. And we are at war in Libya. I don't care what you call it. Oh, well, we're not doing too much bombing and too much strafing. And, you know, we're just doing a little bit of it. You know, most of it's being done by NATO with the weapons that we supply and the funding that we supply. Ladies and gentlemen, where is the outcry about America being at war in Libya? Where is the outcry about America being at war in Yemen? Where is the outcry of the fact that we have almost a quarter of a million troops or people over in Afghanistan? That's 90,000 American troops, 100,000 contractors who we pay for, 46,000 NATO troops, and of course there are 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda. That's all there are. So we've got a quarter of a million men. What are they doing over there? Well, they're guarding the opium fields. They're attacking the Taliban. They're going around. We've got to keep the opium fields blooming because, of course, the CIA is the largest dispenser of drugs anywhere in the world. And if that sounds just totally stupid and foolish, I suggest you get some of the books we have. A new book called The Hunt for Kunsaw. We're going to be carrying that, The Hunt for Kunsaw. We have the book Drugging America. We have the book Defrauding America. We have a 4-tape set. Is there really a war on drugs? But go up on the internet and type in the CIA and drugs, and you'll find that the CIA has been involved in the drug smuggling for years. The largest dispenser of drugs in the world. And people say, how could that be? We got a war on drugs. Well, remember, ladies and gentlemen, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. We have a war on cancer, and we have more cancer. We have a war on terrorism, we have more terrorism. We have a war on poverty, we have more poverty. We have a war on drugs, we have more drugs. Why do you think it's happening? Because it's supposed to happen. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open line Wednesday, but of course, this is talk radio, and we need people to talk to who would like to discuss the subject, and we'll be glad to discuss it with you and hear what you have to say. So again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and let's go to BJ calling from Flint, Michigan, and we'll have him on the line here just as right now. Hi, BJ. How are you doing?
Fine, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Dr. Stan?
Yeah.
I need, I'm going to say something, and then I'm going to hang up so I can listen to you.
All right, fine.
I've been listening to you for the last 3-4 months. Probably a little bit longer about the grid meters, the smart meters. And I know when things start, like new records or movie, it comes from California and spread out this way. So I'm watching TV one night, and Channel 5, Channel 7 had Consumers Energy, which is here in Flint, talking about we have a new way to save energy. We have a new thing, the smart meters. I said, oh, my God, it's here. And they had a man on TV saying, yes, I like it. I can save energy. My bills are down. I said, oh, my God. So I said, I'm going to find out from Dr. Stan all that he knows. Where can I go to the website? I'm going to hang up so I can go to one of the city council members down here and let them know and do the research and let them know what we are facing. Because I know it's a hidden agenda behind this mess that's going on.
All right, BJ, we'll try to get to that as soon as we get back.
That'll be fine.
Okay.
And I'm going to hang up so I can listen to you.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
I should mention this is Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And basically, there are two major issues here. And so basically, I'm going to go to what I really believe is the most important one. I believe that, Chris, that there is an effort to perhaps focus our attention on the wrong primary issue so that we miss what this is really all about. What are smart meters all about? They're about Agenda 21. What is Agenda 21? Well, it is the master agenda for the world for the 21st century. It was contrived essentially at the Second Earth Summit back in 1992, and of course, you can publish by the United Nations, summarized in something called the Global Biodiversity Assessment, published by the Cambridge University Press in 1994. That's Global Biodiversity Assessment. And you can get a summary of that in our syllabus, Sustainable Development. It goes right along with the Earth Charter, the message on the Georgia Guidestones, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, and Agenda 21. Of course, it's published by the United Nations. They don't publish it anymore, but it is available from Radio Liberty. You can get it. Now, what is the agenda? Well, the Agenda 21 is a plan to lower the living standards of the people who are allowed to continue living, but they really do intend to dramatically decrease our population. And in the meantime, of course, what they want to do is stop us from using up natural resources. They want us to use less electricity, less water, less oil, less of the natural resources, less of the food, because, of course, we're running out of all of these things. There are too many people in the world. They want to lower the living standards of the people. And so how are they going to do that? Well, they're going to run up the price of electricity. They're going to run up the price of water and make it very, very difficult. They're going to do everything they can to block having adequate reservoirs, to have adequate lakes, to have means of storing water or coming up with adequate water so that they can raise the price and use legislation to decrease the amount of water you use from right now from about 140 gallons for individual down to maybe a couple of gallons a day. That's all they want you to have. And this is all part of a plan. Now, how are they going to get you to quit using electricity? Well, they're going to run the price of electricity up, and they're going to make it extremely difficult. If you, here in California, if you want to get a hookup for, you know, build a house or something, they may charge you from $2,000 to $10,000 to be able to get a hookup for a house just to get electricity, whereas it should really cost relatively little. They already have the grids up every place. It's not as if they're going to have to put new grids in for you. But they want to make your life as miserable as possible. Now, the whole idea of the smart meter is that they want to change the way you use electricity. They don't want you using, for instance, your air conditioning in the middle of the day when it's hot and difficult to get by. The air is humid. The temperature is hot. No, they don't want you using your air conditioner in the middle of the day. They want you to be able to use it at nighttime because they're going to make it cheaper. They don't want you to be doing your clothes or using your dryer. They don't want you, of course, to be using hot water, washing your dishes in the middle of the day. So basically, they're changing how electricity is actually billed. If you, of course, the whole idea of the smart meter is they'll be able to monitor the time that you use the electricity. If you use it during the middle of the day from noon until 6 o'clock, you will pay a high, sky-high rate. If you use it in the middle of the night and you are washing your clothes then, the rate is lower. And the same thing from midnight to 6 o'clock in the morning, it is the cheapest. Now, the justification for this is, well, you see, everybody's using electricity in the middle of the day. And basically, of course, if we don't charge more for electricity at that time, why then, of course, we'd have to build additional generating plants. And if we did that, it'd cost money, and they'd be burning coal or oil or something like that. And so basically, of course, that they want to change the way you use electricity. And since many people, in certainly the warmer parts of the country or humid parts of the country, will want to use the air conditioning in the middle day, you're not going to be able to do that. Now, this is how it starts out. Now, we start out with a smart meter that is going to punish you if you use the electricity during the daytime, try to get you to change the way you use electricity. Secondly, of course, if they're going to come up with a smart appliances. That's the program for next year, for 2012, so that you are going to be encouraged and rewarded for buying new new washing machines, new hair dryers, new refrigerators, and anything, of course, electrical appliances. They want you to buy the new ones because they're going to have chips in them. And those chips then will, of course, be able to tell the smart meter what you are using. In other words, they know you're using electricity, but are you using it for doing your dishes? Are you using it for air conditioning? Are you using it for your clothes dryer? They want to be able to control what you do. And then, of course, with the smart appliances, they'll be able to turn off your appliances. And then this goes along with a smart grid, because everything's going to be controlled. Every aspect of your life is going to be controlled by the smart meter, by the smart appliances, by the smart grid. We have a wonderful book written by one of our, Brian Sussman. It's called Climate Gate, I think is the title, Climate Gate. Anyway, Brian Sussman's book gives you the whole background on this. We have an excellent Sydney book by our friend Orlene Kula on smart meters, and we have her book by Stealth and Deception, which goes in the background of Agenda 21. But basically, they're going to regulate every aspect of your life. The whole idea is to dramatically lower the living standards of the American people and eventually to eliminate most of the people in the world, because that's an important part of Agenda 21, is to limit the world population. These people are deadly serious. They've already killed several million people. They're killing millions of people every day, and they intend to kill billions more. And if you doubt that, go to Elberton, Georgia. Read the Georgia Guidestones, where they talk about getting the world population down to 500 million, or humanity to 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. And when we have over 6 billion people pushing 7 billion people in the world, they're talking about killing over 90% of the world population. And you need to get my population control agenda monograph that goes into the background of that. Now, the other major issue, of course, is the health of the smart meter. Most people can tolerate the radio waves that come off of here, but there's certain people that can't. There are about 2% of the population that's very, very sensitive to electric, magnetic, certainly radio waves, and these people have real problems because of the smart meter. You go up on the internet, you'll find either organizations for these people who are sensitive to electromagnetic radio frequency radiation, and of course, this does predispose you to cancer. There's all sorts of studies that show it predisposes you to cancer. People say, well, this is just like cell phones, and certainly they get a lot less radiation from cell phones, and that's true. Except your cell phone, of course, you can turn off. You can't turn off the smart meter. It's broadcasting all the time, especially if you're in proximity to other areas. You're getting a tremendous amount of radiation, and there is a direct correlation between the radiation from a cell phone and brain cancer, and you can check all of these things out. They're not good for your health down the line, so they're very, very damaging to your health. But I would suggest you get our four-tape set. We have a four-tape set on smart meters. We have our four-CD set on smart meters. We have Orlene Kula's excellent book on smart meters. That would be the way I would go to get the information. Right now, let's go to Gloria, who's calling from Washington. And our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Gloria, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm just fine. I just wanted to let your audience know, especially in Washington State, that we're having kind of like a West Coast Freedom 21 conference, and we're going to be having Tom DeWeese and Michael Chapman and Michael Kaufman speaking about Agenda 21, and it's going to be at the Puyallup Fairgrounds on Saturday, August 20th, all day from 8:30 till 4:30.
Well, you're certainly having some excellent people. Those are three of my favorite people. So how can people make reservations? So there's a charge for it?
Well, they don't really have to make reservations. There is no charge. But, of course, the lady that's putting it on is spending a fortune getting these people here and paying for the Puyallup Fairgrounds. And that's one of the largest fairgrounds, actually, in the nation. But I just want to encourage people to attend. There is no charge, and she can't even say that it's donation, but of course that would be nice. So you're not really supposed to advertise it that way. But
I would feel that it would be very nice if people did donate to help the people who are putting these things on, because
you really can't say you're not
all right,
really.
Fine. All right. Well, yeah. Then I didn't say that. Just ignore.
I want to encourage people to attend. It is free. So if people don't have enough money, there's even if they live in Eastern Washington, they should definitely attend. And I've got to tell you that Washington State is really, it's called a Freedom on Fire, and they can just go to freedomonfire.com, or it might be .org, I'm not sure, but and they can read all about it and find out the details of the conference.
Where is the conference, and what's the date?
It's in Puyallup, Washington.
Puyallup, Washington?
Yeah, it's kind of near Tacoma, south of Seattle, on the coast.
And what's the date again?
It is Saturday, August 20th.
And now, is it all day or just part of the day?
Yes, it's It's from 8:30
to 4:30. 8:30 to 4:30 there. And so do we recommend that Tom DeWeese is excellent, Michael Kaufman's very good, and who's the other person?
And Michael Chapman.
Oh, Michael Chapman. Okay.
He's the expert about the education piece because,
okay,
of course,
yes.
Agenda 21 includes international education. So I hope that people in our state would take the time, and they can take their campers over there and stay in for $20 a night in the Puyallup Fairgrounds right there and be hooked up for just $20 or $25 a night. So that would be an excellent opportunity for people in our state or even, you know, from Idaho, because this is a – they will be speaking about all the aspects of Agenda 21. And we do have many CAPR groups, the Citizens Alliance for Property Rights. These are groups that are forming all across our state, and everyone who cares about property rights is now talking about Agenda 21. It's just commonplace for the Tea Party people, and all the groups across the state are talking about this. And I did want to mention something. You were mentioning water issues earlier. My husband and I attended a meeting in which all the water districts in the Spokane area attended, representatives, and we attended just as Citizens Alliance for Property Rights. I'm a board member. So we attended, and they actually admitted that they have this advertising idea to conserve water everywhere. So they said, no, we don't have a shortage of water, but, you know, we could in the future. So, I mean, Spokane, Washington has a trillions of gallons aquifer, one of the largest aquifers in the nation. We just have just incredible amounts of water, and Ponderay Lake is a huge lake in northern Idaho. So we have tremendous amount of water in this area. We don't have to conserve water, but with this new sustainability plan that they've implemented in our city, you would not believe all the brown lungs. In Spokane, no one had brown lungs. Now they've increased the rate, and so we have these ugly brown lungs. People are not watering their lawns because they have jacked up the rate.
And they're running up the rates artificially because they do not want you to use the water. They don't want you to use electricity. They want to get you out of your car. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't take a stand against them, they're going to accomplish it. Gloria, thank you for everything you're doing up there. It's so vital.
Well, and I have a copy of their 200-page sustainable development plan, too. And so people in their own areas have got to start attending some of these meetings and finding out what's going on in their own communities.
Well, Gloria, would you like to get out your website so people would know how to get in touch with you and your group?
Well, I'm just saying this Freedom on Fire group.
Oh, Freedom on Fire, okay.
Event. Yeah, Freedom on Fire.
Okay.
They can find out about the upcoming conference, and it's Citizens Alliance for Property Rights, and they can get more information about that.
Thank you for everything you do up there.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
God bless. And let's go to Tim calling from Illinois. Hi, and again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Tim. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. A couple of issues here real quick. Apparently, there's a serial killer out of Cleveland. He appeared in court today on charges, Anthony Sowell, S-O-W-E-L-L. 11 women were murdered, but apparently, Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, yeah, the guy in the morning, Glenn Beck, they have three-hour shows. Apparently, I didn't hear a word of it. CNN, nothing like that. I imagine if 11 dogs were murdered or, God forbid, you know, 11 homosexuals, it'd be pounded in our brain morning, noon, and night. So I wanted to bring that up, how our media is controlled there. I mean, Tyra and Oprah, they have daily shows. Neither one of them mentioned it. I just wondered if you're familiar with that.
No, I'm really not. First time I've heard about it. But the thing is that
exactly.
So many of the really important things you're never going to hear about, you know. So they talk about this Anthony girl, you know, who got off, obviously. She murdered, or she knows who murdered her daughter. And we hear about this night after night after night after night. I mean, her daughter disappears, and she waits a month before reporting it, and then reports that the child has been abducted, and all the time the child has been killed and chopped up and put into a bag someplace. And she refuses to take the stand. They raise all these ridiculous questions, and she gets off scot-free. She was a month before she reported her daughter was missing. How could you possibly have let them? Well, basically, they're obviously something else going on here, whether this is a satanic ritual murder, I don't know. Whether the people involved with the prosecution are in on this, I don't know. I do know that there are satanic ritual murders in the United States. That's exactly what happened to Captain Jeffrey McDonald. He's been in prison 25 years. His wife and two or three children were murdered as part of a satanic murder, the prosecution knows it, the judge knows it. One of the members of the group has actually confessed. The marshal who took the woman to the prosecutor and heard the confession has talked, and Jeffrey McDonald remains in prison because they're covering up satanic murders all across the country. Hang on there, Tim. Telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Tim, so do these things go on? And I don't know whether this somebody killing these 11 girls, if this has to do with the satanic.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
BJ, who'd called us, asked about the smart meters. There's a woman whose name is Deborah Tavares. T-A-V-E-R-U-S, I believe it is, Deborah Tavares. Look her up on the internet, and certainly she has references on websites. Get her material. It's excellent. But remember, of course, there's two reasons for the smart meters. One is Agenda 21. The other is the health issues. Most people aren't even going to be aware of the health issues, but there is a small number of people that are extremely sensitive to the the radiation that comes off of the smart meters. Now, we do have an excellent four-tape set on smart meters. We have a book by our good friend Orlene Kula on smart meters. We carry Brian Sussman's Climate Gate, excellent book, and we recommend all of them. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But you cannot suddenly separate the smart meters from the smart appliances, from the smart grid. And, of course, I like to call them spy or surveillance meters, spy or surveillance appliances, spy or surveillance grid. It's all part of a master plan to control every aspect of human endeavor and to crush the people of our nation. And you're either going to have to stand up and be prepared to die on your feet, or you may very well die on your knees. And I'm not suggesting revolution. I'm suggesting you have the courage to stand up and talk. And believe me, they may very well go around killing people. I've talked to the professional assassins. We have a four-tape set on deadly assassins, where you hear me talking to two assassins trained by your government in assassinations. And, of course, one of them, Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin, when he was trained by the CIA, talked about how they had participated in the murder of an American president. His name was John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Could these things be real? Absolutely. We have a four-CD set on how they killed Martin Luther King. And believe me, it was not Saran James Earl Ray who killed Martin Luther King. We have a four-CD set on Bobby Kennedy, and because it was not Saran who killed Bobby Kennedy, we have a four-CD set on the Liberty and how the people in Washington, D.C., tried to kill almost 260 or more American servicemen on the USS Liberty. We have a DVD on this. We have a video on that. So it's an important subject. And you must understand that the men aboard the Liberty were threatened with imprisonment or death if they ever dared to tell anyone. And most of them lived in constant fear for 20 years before, one by one, they developed the courage to come forward and tell the truth about what happened that fateful day in 1967 when their boat was attacked by wave after wave of Israeli planes and by Israeli torpedo boats. But they were operating with the full help and support of Lyndon Johnson and Robert Strange McNamara, this duo who sent our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Vietnam, because of the Gulf of Tonkin incident that didn't occur. The Gulf of Tonkin incident was a lie, and even Robert McNamara admitted the Gulf of Tonkin incident was a lie, and 58,000 Americans died. Why should we be surprised that they would just hesitate to kill 3 million Americans on September 11th? And if you have any question about what happened on September 11th, remember that the day after the attack, the FBI, which had no idea what was going to happen, had the names, the pictures, the life history of all of the 19 hijackers. But if you go up on the Internet, you'll find that six of them are alive and well and living in the Near East. How could those six people have died on September 11th and come back to life? When you can explain that to me, then I'll accept George Bush's explanation of what happened. I believe the murder is on the loose. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Oh,
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lynn Hoag. That's L-Y-N-N, and Chris Lynn is a gentleman who specializes in gardening and growing crops and vegetables. And, of course, as you know, we really believe that people today should begin thinking about how they would manage if the whole structure of society breaks down. I don't really think it's going to. I think there are going to be very difficult times. But we don't know what the future holds. And I do know that most of us, if you're like me, you really don't know that much about growing your own fruits and vegetables. And so Mr. Hoag has done this for a long period of time. He's gone to other countries to help the people there learn how to prepare the soil, how to fertilize their gardens, how to plant crops, how to water them, and because this is his avocation, is helping people in other countries learn how to produce crops so that they can become self-sufficient and even have things to sell to others. Lynn, thank you so very much for being with us tonight. Well, just speak right up there. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved in this? Now, you're going to have to speak a little louder so people can hear you.
All right. Is that better?
That's much better, right.
Okay. When I was a 13-year-old boy, organic gardening class was offered in my church, a seminar for 1 week. And I twisted my dad's arm to take me to that seminar, and it was given by a fellow named Clarence White, who was the grandson of Ellen G. White. And among other things, he taught Ellen White's method of planting, and I got so excited I went home and planted 30 fruit trees that way. They all did very well, and I was 13 then. I am 70 years old now, and every place I've lived from then until now, if I've lived there for a year or more, I have planted trees this way.
All right, well, tell us how to plant trees, because I have trees, and my trees are not doing very well. So what's the secret to learning to plant fruit trees?
Okay. The method that I use, this Ellen White method, we call it, we dig a large hole, and then put rich soil and nutrients in layers. Now we start by putting it in the bottom, the rich soil and compost and things that would make rich soil. And when we're up, let's assume that we have a 3 foot deep hole. When we're up about one foot, in other words, we filled it back in about 1 foot. Then we put in a layer of rock, and that layer of rock should be anywhere from 2 to maybe 4 inches thick. If there is enough rock that you dig out of the hole when you're creating the hole, then you can use that layer, that rock in a layer. If you don't have rock, then I use gravel, and people think that's for drainage, and it's not. It actually changes the electrical current in the soil. After the rock, then we continue filling that hole with layers of rich soil, meaning topsoil, and compost and other things that would make good rich soil until the hole is filled.
Well, okay, so we got to be putting the tree in there in the meantime, aren't we? Just surrounding the root ball, then I assume with the soil.
Yes.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
All right.
Well, our guest is Lynn Hoag, and he's talking to us about how to plant a tree. Now, Basically, of course, the whole idea then is the rock will actually change the function of the soil. It changes the way the soil works.
It does, and I can't tell you all the reasons, but it changes the electrical current, the magnetic field in the soil. We are actually creating a fuel cell in the soil, and you can measure that difference in charge.
All right, fine. Now, are you putting any fertilizer in? Are you putting any manure in?
Yes, although I have gone more recently to I'm trying to get away from manures because so many animals today are diseased. So I try to go with a vegetarian compost, if we can call it that. And also, if we're planting many trees, then it makes sense to test the soil. I use International Ag Labs because it's a better method. It tells us what's available to the plant. It's also more expensive, but we get a more accurate reading as to what we need to put back into that hole so that we have that soil balanced and we put in what is needed and we don't add more of what's already in oversupply in the soil. Because anywhere we go on Earth, the soils are out of balance. They're depleted, and often soils are poisoned. And so we have to deal with those things in planting. Now, if you're just planting one or two trees, maybe it doesn't make sense to go to the expense of a soil test. But if we're planting very many at all, it makes good sense to get that soil test.
All right, fine. So basically, then, of course, you put in the rock. And what else would you want to put into the soil that you're putting in besides, you know, just you call it healthy soil compost? But that's just about all you're using. Would you use things like lime? Would you use bone meal? Would you use things of that sort?
Okay. Good question. We need lime or we need calcium. Now, if we're in a desert area or a place that gets maybe less than 20 inches of rain a year, then we would use gypsum. If we're in an area that gets more than 20 inches of rain a year, then we use an agricultural lime. And
Hold that thought.
Certainly.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I'm talking about certainly planting trees. I asked about using lime, and certainly Lynn had said that if you're in an area where you have less than 20 inches of rain a year, you would use, what is it? You'd use a gypsum, and the other way you'd use agricultural lime if you got more than 20 inches, or did I have that just reversed?
If it's more than 20 inches, we use agricultural lime.
Agricultural lime. All right, now, is there any special reason for that, or is this the way it's done?
The agricultural lime will raise the pH. The more rain we have, the more acidic the soil is. And so we don't. And in the desert, we're going to have alkaline soil. So if we were to add lime in the desert, we would be raising the pH even further, making that soil even further out of balance. So the plant needs calcium, but it also needs a pH that is balanced.
So, all right, you go right ahead. So what else now? Is there anything else with the fruit trees, or should we get into just the planting of, say, vegetables?
Well, I plant vegetables too, but let's go back to the fruit tree, if you don't mind, Dr. Stan.
No, you go right ahead. You're teaching the people out there. You've used the rock, you've used the lime. Go right ahead.
Okay. Now, most soils that I test are quite depleted in phosphate also. Not always, but usually the phosphate needs to, we need phosphate also. And so I like to use a product called Soft Rock Phosphate, which is simply a mined rock. Most of it comes, or the best of it comes from Florida, around Lake Okeechobee. And if you drive around Lake Okeechobee, you'll see that there are dikes around that lake and many, many fossils and shells and bones. And that's what they are digging up. It's those fossilized shells and bones. They're digging that up and pulverizing it. And then they wash that and send that phosphate rock to a plant where it's treated with very strong acids. And that's where our superphosphates come from and triple phosphates and so forth. However, when they wash that rock, before they send it off to the plant, that powder that goes out and settles into big settling ponds becomes the soft rock phosphate. And it's going to have a lower percentage of phosphate, but I like that better. It's not going to burn any plants, and it will be available for a number of years. In other words, the first year there may only be 2 or maybe 3% of that product available as phosphate to the plants. But the next year, assuming that you have good microbes in the soil, you're going to get another 2% available to the plants and so forth. It'll go on for a number of years and you don't have to add it. Besides that, there are other minerals in that which help the tree. And help the plants. Now, often I find that the most conscientious organic gardeners are the ones with the soil that's most out of balance, and what happens because they have been putting products on the ground, sometimes manures, they can often have phosphate levels that are way too high and potassium levels that are way too high. But if you're dealing with new soil, the soil that hasn't been worked for, you know, a number of years, chances are that it'll be quite deficient in phosphate. And I find that all over the world, wherever I go, it's very similar. Well,
now, basically, then, Cindy, can we get the phosphate? Can we get the calcium out of regular a nursery? Where would we buy this sort of thing?
Yes, we can get the phosphate. Go to a nursery and ask them for soft rock phosphate. Sometimes it's called CalPhos, CalPhos, and that's a good product. Then as far as the calciums, we get that from the lime or from the gypsum. And there are different types of lime. A good one is simply oyster shells ground up, just powdered. So that would be a good way to get it. The dolomite lime, which is the normal agricultural lime, is quite high in magnesium. And while that's a necessary nutrient, it also binds the soil up and makes and gives us some problems. So if all of the other things are balanced, then we can get the plant can get the magnesium right out of the air. So I don't want to put too much magnesium down, although depending on the soil test, sometimes I put that down. Then there are trace minerals which we need in there too. Sometimes we need boron, but if we get too much boron, we could kill everything in the soil. Manganese is a trace element that is very important, and often I have to add that to the soils. Copper is quite often deficient, and I have to add some copper in the form of copper sulfate. So that's why we take the soil test, so that we know exactly what needs to be put into that soil and in the right amounts.
Well, now, but if you're in a third world country teaching people how to grow things, they're not going to be able to actually get soil analysis, are they?
Well, International Ag Labs, I have actually had soil sent from other countries. I can't really send soil from other countries except in special situations, but we can to International Ag Labs and test the soil and then add what is necessary Lee. Now, one problem we run into in many places is that the people can't afford anything. They can't even afford lime. Last week I was talking to a fellow from the Congo, and he couldn't even get lime there. So we have to look at other sources. And as far as soft rock phosphate, I mean, that would be just impossible for this guy to get. So when we come to situations like that, we try to use whatever is available locally. A good source is any type of shell, eggshells, seashells, oyster shells. And if we then bake those shells or burn them, they will then powder up quite easily. If we, or any type of bones, if we have bones, we can burn them and powder them up too. Now, you mentioned bone meal earlier, and I don't use bone meal anymore. I've gone away from that because of the disease of animals, and I just want to avoid that totally. I don't want to get those possibilities in my garden. Now, there's a very interesting product that's available all over the world or almost everywhere, and that's ocean water. And it has all of the trace minerals absolutely the same proportion, one to another. Doesn't matter if we take it out of the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Dead Sea, or anywhere on Earth. The proportions of each one of those minerals is going to be exactly the same. Now, an interesting thing is that when we analyze the ocean water, and then when we analyze human blood, we find that they match almost identically. Not quite, but almost identically. Human blood has iron in it, and in the ocean, iron drops to the bottom, so there's not iron in the ocean water. Another difference is that ocean plants need only 1/100th of the nitrogen that land plants need. So if I just use the ocean water, I will not get a good crop. But if I use ocean water and then add nitrogen to it, some nitrogen source, and then add phosphate to it. The phosphate is another thing that drops to the bottom. So there's not adequate phosphate and there's not adequate nitrogen in ocean water. And if the soil is lacking in iron, then we have to add iron also. Although in most places on Earth there's adequate iron already in the soil. So usually we don't need to add the iron, just the phosphate and the nitrogen, and we get a good crop like that. Now, where would we go to get the nitrogen in a third world country? A good source is any seed meal. Last time I was in Brazil, they made some beautiful foods out of the jackfruit, and that fruit has big seeds in it, lots of big seeds left over. Well, if you just take seed meal, any type of seed meal, the plant concentrates nutrients in the seed, and usually that seed is very high in nitrogen, too. Cottonseed meal is a good one in the United States, although it's gone quite high in price in the last few years. But we could use oatmeal, we could use wheat, we could use flour, we could use any seed meal, and that would give us good nitrogen, as well as any type of compost would give us some nitrogen, too.
All right, fine. Of course, our guest is Lynn Ho. We're just talking about preparation of soil for growing. The things that you have to be concerned about, the calcium, certainly the phosphate, the nitrogen that you need, and certainly the proper chemicals in the soil. Our telephone will be back here in just a moment to analyze this as we talk about preparing the soil, and of course this is being used all throughout the world in underdeveloped countries as a source of food. People are going to have to learn, I believe, how to grow food on their own. Lynn, go right ahead.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Or maybe a small amount of it and put it in a half a bucket of water. Now, Len, basically, where would you buy the ocean salt? And can you buy this? Is this readily available?
No, it's not. I have to buy it, 100 pounds at a time. And so I have repackaged it into quart-size containers, and I sell that for $15 there. If somebody is close to the ocean, you would take just regular ocean water and dilute it with one cup of ocean water to 10 cups of fresh water, and you'd have the same diluted amount there, the same ratio, so that it would be safe to use in your garden.
Now, in this country, we can
all go to the grocery store and buy what's called pure sea salt. You do not want that. It's pure white. They refine it. They take out, it is pure. They purify it. They've taken out all of those different minerals, about 92 different minerals, and they use that. They sell that in industry. They get a big price for it. And then what's left over is the sodium chloride, and to that they add aluminum. And they add the aluminum to make sure that salt will pour easily and that it's white. We do not want that. That would be a poison to your plant, and you should not use that.
Basically, of course, aluminum is a poison as far as plants are concerned.
Yes.
Do we have a problem with aluminum in the soil today? Are you seeing any evidence that's in toxic amounts of aluminum in the soil more so than before?
It has not shown up on recent tests to me. I'm sure there are places where it's just totally out of balance, but I haven't seen it recently here.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, that's a inexpensive way by getting the ocean salt and the nitrogen and phosphate, of getting a good crop and getting high nutrients into the plant so that the plant's immune system is strong. Then if we as humans or animals eat those plants, that immunity then is that strength of immunity then is given to us. Our bodies can use that. I give you an example. Peach leaf curl is a common disease in peach trees, and if it isn't taken care of, it will kill a peach tree in 2 or 3 years. And I had a little peach tree that got it real bad one spring because it was a wet, cold spring. And so I remembered, just been reading about the ocean salt, how to use it. So I remembered that and mixed up some diluted ocean water. And then I just threw that all over the tree. In other words, I just threw it onto the leaves and just used a cup. Spray would be fine, too. And then I wanted plenty of it, of course, to fall to the ground underneath that, that tree so that the tree roots could take that up also. Now, I did that 2 Sundays in a row, a week apart. And by the second week, all those curly leaves are just very deformed leaves, turned black and started to fall off that tree. All the new growth that came on was nice and healthy, beautiful green new growth. But I got the biggest surprise when those peaches were ripe that fall. They were absolutely the most delicious peaches that I had ever eaten. They were wonderful. Now, the next spring, I didn't have any peach leaf curl on that tree, so I didn't treat it with ocean water. And then as the peaches began to ripen, I realized that they did not have that tremendously good taste that I had the previous year. So I immediately went and mixed up some ocean water and threw it all over that tree and treated it good. But it did not work. It was too late. Same thing happens with tomatoes. If you will use ocean water on tomatoes, you will get some of the most intensely delicious tomatoes you've ever had in your life. Same thing happens with carrots and some melons, potatoes, onions. So it affects a lot of plants that way by giving it immunity, but also tremendous taste.
Well, now, basically, though, if you're growing in some sort of containers or boxes, can you still use that, or are you restricted? You have to use that only if you're in a situation where the salt water can be washed away with the rain, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Dan, I guess, is Lynn Hogue. Lynn, of course, can you use this? Now, basically, because we know that certain places out there in Utah, why, of course, they mine these minerals. I think they're probably just left over from seawater. Can those be used in lieu of the Product you're talking about from Baja, or is it regular seawater? Could you use those minerals that are coming out of Utah from the mines there and then just to, put that into very dilute solution?
You know, I haven't used those myself. Now, what we don't want is to, you see, as streams and rivers wash into the ocean, what is in excess will drop to the bottom, so that the balance in ocean water is always the same. Now, if the excess is dropping to the bottom, we might be taking the muck off the bottom and getting something that's out of balance. So I don't use the salts from Utah. I don't use the Himalayan salts. And there are other places in the earth, on Earth where, you know, they mine these things. I have wanted just to use the ocean water so that I have that right balance.
All right. Now, basically, of course, if you're growing in containers, for instance, in a hothouse, could you use this technique, or would you tend to have the salt build up there in the container in the soil?
The salt would build up much quicker because we don't have rains in there, but then we can just use fresh water and flush it out. So that's not a problem. If you're, you know, gardening in a container, it can be washed out.
All right, you go right ahead.
Okay. Greenhouses often get too strong salts, meaning the fertilizer salts. And so this is not an unusual problem that you do have to use excess water to flush that out. Now, greenhouses have other problems, too. They get greenhouse soil disease, pests.
Hold that thought. Okay. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're talking to Lynn Hoag about certainly getting or learning how to grow things properly in various types of containers. Lynn, before we go on, would you like to let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you and get more of your material?
Oh, sure. They can go to my website, which would be www.suncountrygardens, that's S-U-N, suncountrygardens, gardens is plural, .com. And incidentally, this Ellen White tree planting method you can download for free there. And there's also, they could order salts if they want from that. There's also a workbook that I have in my seminars. And we even made up a tree planting kit so that it would make it easier for people who want to plant trees. It's about 30 pounds worth of the right fertilizers in the right proportions, and you mix that in with the soil and the compost and the rocks, of course, that you would get locally, and it makes it much simpler and, for most people, much less expensive than trying to run out and buy a 50-pound bag of soft rock phosphate and then the other minerals that you need. There, it's already all blended up. So if somebody wants that, it's simply suncountrygardens.com.
All right, fine. Now, you were beginning to tell us a little bit about growing in the hothouses, and that there were problems growing in hothouses?
Yes. A fellow by the name of Elliot Coleman has done some interesting work. Anyway, one of the easiest ways to solve many of the problems in a greenhouse is to simply have a cover that can be removed, and so that you're open to the fresh air, the sunshine, the snow, the rain for a portion of the year. And so we're developing a greenhouse right now that will have that capability. It just simply has panels that can clip in and clip out quite easily. And you eliminate so many of those problems that build up in a greenhouse.
Well, what sort of problems build up in a greenhouse? In other words, where are the problems?
Okay. They build up because we're not getting sunshine and fresh air to the soil. Even the soil needs fresh air and sunshine to be healthy, just like we do, just like plants do. So when we have a structure that is constantly covered, whether it's glass or plastic, then we have molds that come and diseases that grow. You know, diseases and germs grow in dark, wet places. So a simple solution is just to be open to the fresh air and the sunshine for when the weather is good, and then to be closed to that when we need the protection. And this is a simple greenhouse. It's that we're developing. It's for the, you know, for the backyard gardener, and it'll be available in about 2 months. We'll have the first ones up and going.
All right, fine. So basically, is there anything else we need to know about planting trees, or should we get into the vegetable bit?
Well, of course, we could study forever and never exhaust the subject, but let's go on to vegetables if you'd like.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. With the vegetables, I use a similar planting method as the Ellen White method, but you don't have to go quite as deep. We planted a half acre tomato garden this spring, and did deep holes and then put that layer of rock in there, those tomato plants are doing much better than the tomato plants that I planted a month earlier in another garden, and we double dug the other garden, but we did not do the Ellen White planting method. Yet we have plants that are stronger and bigger and healthier because of the Ellen White planting method.
Well, now, do you use the rocks there as well?
I do. Now, we put the rocks down in the ground at a level where we will never dig them up again. In other words, we want to dig deeply. That's a principle in agriculture. We want to get air down there. But we want to put those rocks deep enough that they are always below where we are going to double dig. We don't want to mix those rocks up, is what I'm saying. So when we prepare the ground next spring, we'll only go as far as those rocks. Then we'll stop.
All right, fine. So basically you put the rocks down, what, about 2 feet?
They're about 2 feet down in the ground. Now we want some organic matter underneath that. We want some good soil underneath that, because what we're actually doing is creating an anaerobic bacteria under the rocks, and then above the rocks we want the aerobic bacteria to work, and the difference between those two is what makes that electrical magnetic current soil battery, we would call it, the difference in the different microbes make that difference in electrical current. And in some very remote places in Africa, there actually is a Swedish company that has gone into some very remote villages, and they're not growing anything. They're just making these batteries, so to speak, in the soil by using this principle. And then they run LED lights off of that. So villages that are far removed from any power line now can have lighting at night.
That is truly amazing.
It is. It is. I thought it was very interesting and a good idea there.
All right, go right ahead. So this actually, you could actually use this as a battery?
It's actually a battery, and we can actually measure the difference in that electrical current. It's very small, but if we hook these up in series, I understand that you could actually, run lights off of them. So it now all life is electrical, including our plants, and our plant roots are exchanging nutrients electrically in the soil. So somehow or other, I can't tell you all the reasons. Not a secret. It's just that it works, and I'm amazed and delighted with the results.
All right, go ahead. In case you talk about being able to get 100 pounds of tomatoes off of a plant.
Yes, yes. Now, if we go to a commercial tomato farm, the average tomato plant will produce about 6 to 6.5 pounds in a season. And off of one early girl tomato plant, I picked just over 100 pounds of tomatoes myself. Now that's with using the Ellen White planting method and giving it more space than they do in a commercial tomato farm. But I was amazed and delighted. The tomato plant was much bigger. The stalk was stronger and stockier than other early girl tomato plants that were growing next to it but just grown in the normal way. The tomatoes were bigger. They were very flavorful and very, very healthy.
Well, now how about using things like, Miracle-Gro that's available at the local nursery? How about things fish products that they use to try to stimulate growth? Is there any place for the use of those?
There is, and I still use some fish products. I'm trying to get away from animal products. Especially those that come from factory farming. But the fish products generally are coming from the ocean, and so we have a cleaner environment, and there is some good use for that. I am trying even to get away from that and go to the seed meals. But fish products are good, and I am still using some of those now in some organic gardens.
All right, fine. So basically, you use the rocks, and then you use basically the same chemicals, the phosphates, the calcium, and the ocean water on your plants?
I use the ocean water again in the diluted form, and find for most things that it really helps a lot. Now, some things you won't notice a difference in flavor. For instance, zucchini or cucumbers, you won't notice a difference in flavor. You will notice a difference in shelf life. You know, we've all had that experience of buying a cucumber and bringing it home, and it's the first thing to turn to mush in the bottom of your refrigerator. And one September in a demonstration garden, my youngest daughter picked a lemon cucumber, and I brought it home. I didn't put it in the refrigerator. I put it in the garage. A year later in September, my wife found that lemon cucumber. And there had been no rot whatsoever with that lemon cucumber. Now, it had dehydrated. We didn't have it for supper that night. It had dehydrated, but there was absolutely no spoilage or rot on that. Same thing will happen with tomatoes. You can bring tomatoes in from the garden that they're grown this way, and you probably have a shelf life just sitting on the kitchen counter of 4 to 6 weeks, maybe even 8 weeks, without any rot, provided that tomato is healthy and, you know, when you brought it in. Now, if there's a nick in the skin or some way for you know, some germ to get into that tomato or into that fruit, then it will rot. But if it's, you know, if it's got a good strong skin on it, it'll stay for a long time and be very edible, very good. Will taste delicious for you even sometime later.
Well, now, are people in other countries using these techniques and getting increased crops of food?
Not that I know of. This is experimental. This is new. As a matter of fact, in my own gardens, I'm not noticing that I get more pounds per square foot. I'm not even getting bigger tomatoes or bigger cucumbers in the ocean water row as compared to, for instance, a product that's very similar to Miracle-Gro is one of the experimental rows. I'm not getting bigger, but I am getting the intense flavor, and I am getting the shelf life. So there's definitely advantages there. Now, my youngest granddaughter came to a garden class, this was a couple, 3 years back, with a little friend, and she and her friend they weren't interested in me talking about gardening, and so they would run around the garden and they would sample things. And when I plant in that garden, there are six rows, each row is a different method of gardening. Only one of those rows is the ocean water row, so that we can compare. So we had planted carrots. We planted the same variety of carrot in all six rows the same day as a comparison. We do that with everything we plant there. And these two little girls were out there, and they discovered the carrots in the ocean water row. Well, they were just about wiping them out, and I stopped and talked to the girls and said, hey, why don't you girls taste the carrots in some of the other rows? And, you know, because I'm afraid you'll eat them all up and there won't be any left for the people in the class to test. And my granddaughter said, no, Poppy, just the others don't taste good. And in that row with the ocean water, those carrots were sweet a good 6 to 8 weeks earlier than the others.
Now, are we better to pick the carrots early or late? In other words, do we want them larger or smaller?
Usually we want the carrots to go through a cold period to get the sugars, the sugar content up in them. And so they can be small or they can be large, but usually they have to be go through that cold in order to get the sugar.
You mean the weather has to grow cold? Is this what you're saying?
That's my experience here in, you know, hot California. But when my granddaughter and her little friend were picking those carrots, it was 100 degrees or close to it, and yet those carrots were sweet. So we could grow sweet carrots any time of the year that carrots will grow, but without the ocean water, you need the cold for most carrots to turn sweet.
All right, fine. Well, then you've been doing this for many, many, many years. Now, do you actually teach these techniques in other countries?
I do. I give seminars here, and I give classes, or I teach in other countries. I'm going back to Brazil for November, December, January, so I'm going to be gone 3 months this time, and I'm going to be teaching in a school so that their young people will understand this and have, understand it besides just from being in a classroom. They will understand it from actually doing it, and then they can go out and teach.
Where would the people actually be able to get the soil analysis? How would they go about doing that?
Well, they can call me or email me, and I am a dealer for International Ag Lab on the West Coast, although I can take soil samples anywhere and send them in, or they can go directly to International Ag Lab and, send the soil sample in and get that done.
Well, basically, how expensive is that to get the soil analysis?
If I do it, it's $118.
Right.
I pay $65 for that, and they can go and get the same test for $65, same price that I pay for it. The reason I pay the difference is if I am close enough, I'll go out, I'll take the soil sample myself, and I want to look at their garden and their land, and often I'll see things that we would be unaware of otherwise.
All right, fine. Hang on, I guess. It's been Lynn Hoag. And because we're talking about growing and learning how to grow and analyze the soil and what needs to be done. Well, then we now have about 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. Well, What are the thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners tonight?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
And if you're not, then of course we would ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then of course we do ask you to think very seriously about getting my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, about getting the CD set on the Dark Awakening. The Dark Awakening, and of course the book that would go with that would be the Black Awakening. Black Awakening. We do have an interesting book by Dr. Colin Ross entitled The CIA Doctors, and we have a DVD, I believe it's called Operation Monarch. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Why is this important? It's important, ladies and gentlemen, because there are people playing games with your mind, and they, not only your mind, but we have a number of multiple killers, serial killers across America, who are victims of CIA mind control programs or satanic mind control programs. And whether it be David Berkowitz, the son of Sam Killers, who is part of the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment, or Maynard Manson, part of the Church of the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment, certainly Anton LaVey was associated with them. You must understand there really are people who are deeply involved in Satanism. And, of course, This is why you must understand that this is not imaginary. We're carrying out William Ramsey's excellent book on Aleister Crowley. Aleister Crowley, the evilest man probably of the last century, paralleling Adolf Hitler. And, of course, they were both deeply involved in the occult. And until you understand there are literally millions of Americans involved in the occult, very little going on makes sense. We do carry Constance Cumby's excellent book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, I consider one of the five most important books in my library. We have my interviews with Constance, The Aquarian Conspiracy, and the talk she gave at our conference entitled The Emergence. What is she talking about? She's talking about the coming of the one world ruler, the Antichrist. And of course, she's been told this by people on the other side. They're making preparations. They understand what's going on. And they laugh at us because we cannot see what's really going on. Well, then of course, the four tape set, the Aquarian Conspiracy, the DVD, the Emergence. We have a wonderful talk given by Joanna Michelson, who is a medium, who saw hundreds of miracles, which she thought were from God. Of course, it turned out they were coming from the dark side. But basically, Joanna's talk is the beautiful side of evil. Now, we actually have a four CD or a four tape set on the supernatural, where you'll hear my interviews with Joanna Michelson, certainly one of our friends, but a person who has so much understanding because she's been part and parcel of this whole world occult movement, which is the dominant religion, certainly in many parts of the world today. In fact, they've infiltrated the Christian church. They've changed the music of the church. They've changed the message of the church. And this is one reason why, of course, we're in the problem we are today. The church should be awakening the people as to what's going on. Instead of that, so many of the people here are simply sound asleep. Well, we do hope, of course, you'll want to get our material. Again, our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We hope that you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com, and certainly that you'll tell others about our program, that you'll pray for America, but that you'll pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so we'll be back here tomorrow at the same time. And until then, may the Lord be with you. Let us all be grateful.